Real Panic Zone. I'm Steve Gruber. God bless America. This is the Steve Gruber Show. Fierce and fearless in pursuit of the truth. And here are three big things you need to know right now. Number one, finally some colder mornings that should trigger the fall colors in earnest real quickly. Number two, the national popular vote proposal would give big cities the veto power over Michigan. Just like I keep telling you, that is according to Republicans. And number three, there are plans to sue Governor Whitmer, Detroit schools, and others over the vaccine mandate, masking, COVID testing, and more. We'll get to that. Plus, in just a moment, Rich Studley from the Michigan Chamber will talk about business groups urging the Biden administration to reconsider vaccines, testing mandates, and all the rest. But the group, by any means necessary, is demanding schools reinstate remote teaching options. The protest by BAM said it plans to sue Governor Gretchen Whitmer's administration, the Detroit Public School Community District, demanding that the state follow California and implement vaccine requirements in schools. Yes, this liberal group, you know, the ones that used to, you know, not like the government much and have a lot of concern. It is demanding mandatory vaccinations for students, staff, contractors, mandatory masking in all schools, mandatory COVID-19 testing in all schools, reinstatement of remote teaching options. The group said the schools are not safe with COVID cases mounting, and so they're going to sue to get what they want, they claim. Whether it's a school district with a mask policy or it's a community that has a high vaccination rate, it's to the benefit of everyone's individual health, they claim, to have these mandates in place. I strongly disagree, but I'm nutty that way. Right, I'm nutty that way. Because I believe that this is to the detriment of people. I think it has an impact on children and mental health, and the idea that you're hiding behind a mask, which is not normal. People are gregarious. They like being in social settings, facial cues and smiling and all of this. This is what is normal. This is what we're doing here, not normal. Keeping people hidden all the time. And what are our numbers here? I'm trying to find our numbers for Michigan right now. Because the numbers around the country are on the way down. You know, the numbers around the country are on their way down for COVID. COVID numbers are declining. And so, why would we have all of these mandates now? Seems a little late, doesn't it? Seems a little misguided and late. Yeah, they say the schools are not safe. But I do not believe that to be true. In fact, schools are the safest place. Schools are the safest place because, for the most part, we haven't had issues. Yeah, you've had some cases, but so what? So what? Let's see here. Put that back. We'll have Rich Studley here in just a moment. We're going to talk about the Biden mandates, which is not working very well. Meanwhile, Republicans siding with me, of course, as should Democrats on the common sense idea that awarding Michigan's 15 electoral votes to whoever wins the national popular vote, it would be disastrous for Michigan. 57 members of the Michigan House and Senate, including Republican leadership in both chambers, signing a joint letter to express open opposition to the national popular vote. I mean, here's the deal. The national popular vote would make Michigan beholden not only to other states and who they select to be president. It made us beholden to their laws. How can Michigan voters be told you have to accept ballot harvesting because California has that? So in effect, we have to be okay with ballot harvesting. I'm not. When some states say we don't need ID to vote, I'm not okay with that, but you'd have to be under a national popular vote provision. Voting by your phone or on computer, I don't know that I'm okay with that, certainly not under today's conditions when everything gets hacked. Voting by non-citizens, no, I'm not okay with that. I'm not okay with early voting lasting weeks and weeks and weeks. 57 members, like I said, backers of the initiative argue the change would empower every voter in every state, which is complete garbage. These people are not smarter than James Madison. It should just be flushed. The national popular vote is also unconstitutional. It doesn't even matter if it's passed in Michigan. It would not stand. And Saul Anouzes, a former Republican, alleged conservative, and I'm sorry, I like Saul, but he is so wrong about this and so misguided. You just have to say, how big's the paycheck he's getting to push this garbage? And it must be pretty significant. We basically elect the president of the United States in the battleground states, right? That's good for the process. That means that to become president of the United States, you have to win in Iowa and New Jersey. You have to win in Florida and Ohio. Very different places. You have to win a cross-section of Americans. That's the whole point. You can't just go to the cities and get the urban people to dictate to the little country bumpkins what they're going to do and how things are going to be. You take away the Electoral College, it will not lead to good things. I guarantee you that. It'll lead to a lot of anger. A lot of anger. 100%. No question. A lot of anger would come from that. At any rate, we're going to be sorting that out because it's going to make it to the ballot. I'll tell you this. It's not constitutional. It doesn't matter. And what else is not constitutional is this whole commission drawing congressional districts, in my estimation. The Constitution is clear. It's the legislatures of the many states that determine the manner of elections. The manner being the districts. That would be the manner. And so this is going, and so we don't, right now, I'm going to tell you, I don't know that we will have congressional districts sorted out by the time we get to Election Day 2022. That would be a big problem, don't you think? Because we're losing one seat. And if it's tied up in court as to what happens with the congressional districts, well, that's going to be a significant problem. We'll end up having special elections and other problems. It's so predictable. So predictable. All right, coming up, we've got Rich Studley. He is the president and chief executive officer of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce for a little while longer. Rich is going to hang up his keys to the shop. We'll ask him about that. Wish him well on his way, on his journey. But before he gets there, very important topic coming up, and that is these mandates and how it's arbitrary and how it's crushing business and not good for Michigan's economy and a whole host of other things. Don't go anywhere. It's the Steve Gruber Show.
From Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to patriotfoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. Patriotfoods.com. PatriotFoods.com.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
Michigan has been through some tough times. We've seen businesses close, unemployment soar, and the economy take a heavy hit. But through these struggles, we've been given the opportunity to rethink, retool, and reimagine. It's through strength and determination, drive and focus, that we will be back, and we will bring Michigan back. We are the Michigan Chamber, and we stand ready to fight for Michigan.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to patriotfoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. Patriotfoods.com. Patriotfoods.com.
The traditional light bulb, a groundbreaking invention in 1879. It's time we switch to longer-lasting Energy Star light bulbs. They're more efficient than the old bulbs, like a text message is more efficient than a carrier pigeon. And they cut down on our energy costs. Because in our own groundbreaking age, we deserve a light bulb that saves us some cash. Saving energy saves you money. Learn more at EnergySavers.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.